It all started with a love for popcorn.
So we grew up eating microwave popcorn, you know, popping it at sleepovers. And we finally, just as we got older, we realized that, you know, we can't be eating this stuff anymore.
But they didn't want to stop eating the stuff. Christy Lewis is co-founder of Quinn Popcorn in Woburn. And before I continue, I just want to say there is no relation between this product and this reporter.
The bag's filled with chemicals, trans fat, palm oil, everything. We wanted to take it all out. We wanted to give, you know, our families and friends and other folks the opportunity to buy good, natural popcorn, microwave popcorn.
So Christy and her husband, Coulter, decided to make their own natural, organic microwave popcorn. During that time, she was pregnant with their son, Quinn, and all the while craving popcorn. So they turned their kitchen into a test kitchen, trying out paper bags and different flavors. As soon as Quinn was born, they were compelled to turn their test kitchen into a business, and in their words, reinvent microwave popcorn. But changing a product that's been made a certain way for a long time isn't easy.
Sourcing the paper took months.
Half the battle was finding the right bag. Most microwave popcorn you buy comes in bags lined with grease-proofing agents, so the oil doesn't seep through the packaging. But that lining has chemicals and an aluminum insert that's supposed to help the kernels pop evenly. But Christy and Coulter had a different idea. They didn't want any of that stuff in their bag.
People thought I was nuts. I'd call them and they'd be like, you can't do that. And call someone else. And, you know, on the phone 24/7 for the first 8 months with Quinn.
Recent chemicals have raised concerns with a type of chemical used in the lining. The studies indicate that the C8 perfluorinated compounds in the lining can have toxic effects on humans and animals. So toxic that last October, the Food and Drug Administration said all bag manufacturers had to remove it.
Finding a paper that's processed in a way mechanically, just pressed really hard, basically, so that's naturally greaseproof.
That's Coulter, Christy's husband. After months of searching, they found their bag without any weird lining.
So we get away with using no chemicals and no coatings at all, basically, just paper. Mm-hmm.
Just paper. And it works. Not to mention, it's compostable. The other tricky part was getting flavors without additives and preservatives.
It takes time. So that first year, Christy was on the phone talking to suppliers nonstop and saying, can you take that out? And they said, well, we don't take that out. That's just normal. And you know, trying to fight to have these things kind of the most pure version possible. Like cheese powder, they would have added this thing to it to make it work better. And we'd say, don't add that thing.
They found an organic corn supplier in Nebraska, but wanted to offer flavors that aren't typically associated with the classic movie snack.
Maple and sea salt. Parmesan and rosemary and lemon and sea salt.
And the end product? A bag of kernels, a separate pouch for the expeller-pressed oils, and another with the seasoning. All you do is add the oil, shake the bag, add the seasoning, and shake it again. Getting it all evenly distributed is an art one develops over time, but they had their product and a mission. Now all they needed was a place to sell Quinn popcorn. So they went to crowdfunding website Kickstarter to raise money to help them get their product to store shelves. Their goal was $10,000, and they got almost $28,000. Then Whole Foods jumped on board, gave them a local producer loan, and wanted to sell their product. But this kind of innovation comes at a price. At $5 a box with two packages inside. It's a couple bucks more than your average box of popcorn that comes with three packages.
We know. I mean, we want to get it down. Our goal is to get it down. We're not doing that, you know, on purpose. But it's expensive, you know, there's a packaging involved.
We're also not operating at that massive scale, you know, so.
We want families to enjoy it. I mean, we have a family and Quinn doesn't eat popcorn yet, but I want to be able to afford my own box of popcorn and we want people to afford it.
But for now, consider microwave popcorn reinvented. Just remember to compost the bag when you're done. Christina Quinn, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.